Good morning. I'm Alex Gossett-Shiflett with Business Radio X here at the Small Business Matters Conference at the beautiful Hyatt Atlanta Perimeter at Villa Christina. And I'm here with a delightful, handsome gentleman who I just heard speak, and he had us rolling out there. Tell us your name, sir.
Donald Trump.
I'm not interviewing Donald Trump. No, this is John Lee. John Lee is the owner of John Lee Books and Seminars and Management Consultant.
That's right.
And you spoke today on the anger solution.
Right.
You talked about how anger breeds confrontation and misunderstanding.
Right.
And I listened to what you said in there about anger, how that can really affect your business because
yes.
It affects the way you speak to customers.
Right.
It affects the way you speak to your employees.
That's right. Especially your employees. If the management is expressing anger inappropriately, it goes from top down. So that's one reason why anger management programs don't work, because they will send their employees to an anger management program. They'll get some help, but then they'll go back into the corporate situation and upper management is still inappropriate, so they fall right back into it. So my strategy has been for the last number of years is to teach management, human resource people, owners, how to deal with this issue in an appropriate way and set the model and tone for their employees or at their home.
Right, because it affects their business, because if you have an employee that you've brought on and you've trained and you've invested that time, and then, like you said, if you speak to them in, you know, in anger terms, they're going to be looking for another job.
Especially younger people. People 50 and over will take it and take it and take it because they're looking for retirement. A 25-year-old, a 30-year-old who keeps being inappropriately addressed or talked to, they're out of there in less than 6 months, statistics say. And the amount of sabotage and undermining of businesses because of angry workforce people is in the billions.
Right, because they can get on social networks.
That's right.
And they can tell the whole world
and
about
they will.
How
and
they will.
Will
and how rotten it is to work for this company.
That's right.
And this person. And
that's right.
So you're right. It does a business.
See,
my
generation was taught you just shut up, you work, then you retire, you go to Florida, and you drink, and you die.
And listen to Jimmy Buffett.
And listen to Jimmy Buffett and wear flip-flops for the rest of your life.
Right.
Or house shoes. But this generation is saying, no, I'll find me another job in a heartbeat, or I'll start my own business in a heartbeat.
Right. And I was doing a little reading about millennials myself. They're not afraid of authority.
Nope. Not at all.
But they also seem to be a bit kinder.
Yeah.
They also seem to...
That's because they're more emotionally intelligent.
Right.
See, they were raised literally in school with counselors, peer counselors. My stepdaughter, when she was 13, was running peer counseling groups in her secondary school, in junior high. That didn't happen. I didn't go into therapy or counseling until I was 100 years old or something.
Right, and they care about humanity. They care about the earth.
Yep.
They care about $15 minimum wage.
That's
that
right.
Does not bother them one bit, and not
That's
only
right.
does it not bother them, but they are for it.
That's right. That's
which
right.
is, I think, one reason why Bernie Sanders has such a big following
That's right. That's
of
right.
young people.
If he was 40 instead of the age he is, he would be our next president.
Yeah.
But because of his age and because of the whole way the system is sort of rigged against, probably Hillary Clinton will be, and she'll do as much as a president is allowed to do pending the approval of Congress or the Senate.
Right, but what Bernie Sanders has done is he's planted the seed.
That's right.
With these young people.
And if Hillary doesn't follow through with some of that, there's going to be a 60s-type revolution.
Exactly.
In my opinion. That this is where anger, going back to anger, I say anger is for getting out of stuck places. Grief is for having been in a stuck place for so long. Well, we've been in a stuck place for a long time. And if we continue this kind of behavior, there are going to be people, these young people in the streets and Bernie Sanders at 85 will be right
He's
out there
be
in
right
front
here
of
with
him. That's right.
So quickly go over the, you talked about the nine ways.
These are the nine things that people, most intelligent, educated people do when they think they're expressing anger. Shaming, blaming, demeaning, demoralizing, criticizing, preaching, teaching, judging, and analyzing. So I'm not mad at you. I am trying to figure you out. I'm trying to understand why you are talking to me this way. Now, honey, I know we've been married for 20 years, but I'm going to be your therapist now. And we're going to fix you if right. I can just figure you out.
Like, you need fixing.
That's right.
Right.
Or the criticism. See, unsolicited criticism is one of the killers.
Oh, yeah.
People have been taught since birth that you're supposed to tell people what they're doing wrong, even if they haven't asked.
Right.
It's called unsolicited criticism. Now, after this interview, I may say, how did I do? Did I do okay? Could I have done better? What could I have done better? That's solicited criticism. But if you walk up to me over at the coffee thing and say, let me tell you what you should have done, I'll go, goodbye.
Right. Goodbye. And you would shut down
right.
immediately.
That's right. But we've been taught, I'm only criticizing you because I
love you,
love
care about you.
Care.
Oh, you've just summed up my whole family.
Mine too. Where do you think I got this? People say, when did you become a counselor? I say, well, I got my initial training with my mama at five. Because I listened to her complain, criticize, demean, demoralize.
Did you grow up in the South?
I did.
Well, then we both had Southern mothers we know all about that.
Yeah, that's why I can do them so well.
Oh, and what's the one where they think they're saying something nice to you, but
now, hon, you've got a nice bracelet right here. But if you just push it up on your arm a little bit more, that'd be so nice. Now, bless your heart. I'm sorry you didn't know that.
Or it's when I redid my kitchen right. and I used white cabinets.
Right.
This was my mom's response. Wow, it's very bright in here. Sometimes white cabinets look a little lab-like.
Right.
Didn't
you think about adding a little bit of color to this
that's it. I actually like a little bit of color.
Yeah, there you go.
Meaning,
see, I know my
mama.
You
should be liking a little bit of color.
I like a little bit of color in my kitchen, honey.
Right.
Now, I know you didn't ask for this, but the next time you do a kitchen, you consult me.
Exactly.
You may quit.
Because I'm right. So you go on seminars and you talk to businesses.
Well, businesses, I'm also a clinical trainer. I train clinicians, therapists, psychologists, social workers around the country. And I also have a private practice, but it's a different practice. People fly in and come see me and work with me 2 days one-on-one over here in Mentone, Alabama, where I have a studio and a cottage up in the mountains.
And have you noticed a difference between the way you have to talk about anger in the South and the way you have to talk about anger in the North?
Yeah, I can cuss in the North.
Okay.
But if in the North in New York, I can say some words that if I say them in the South, somebody will come up and say, now I'm just telling you this because I love you.
We don't talk like that around here.
Or I'll be praying for you. Bless your heart.
Yeah, bless your little heart.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
We done?
One more question.
Okay.
John Lee Books.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I've written 20 books, all published by major houses.
Mm-hmm.
With Random House, Bantam, Doubleday. I have 3 books on anger. Their most recent one is called The Anger Solution, which is what this presentation today was mostly from. But I also have a book called The Missing Piece, Solving the Anger Problem for Alcoholics and Addicts. So I've been teaching this material and working with it for 25 years. But I also have books on relationships and men's issues and adult children of alcoholics, you know, so quite a spectrum of books.
And how can our audience find your books? Where can they go?
Go to johnleebooks.com. I have a website, and there's a click where they'll take you immediately to Amazon.
Okay. Well, John, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Yes, it was. You're good. Thank you.
Thank you.